my friend Wayne Scherer and the Wayne Scherer Show, Being Your Destiny. I'm really glad you're here, really happy to be with you. Have a really important show for you today. This episode is going to be very revealing, so make sure you sit down on the edge of your chair and hang in there and listen to every word. Maybe you are doing this to yourself, and maybe it's time for you to make a change. So before we get going, before I reveal exactly what it is that you may be doing, and I bet you have, if you do me a favor, really fast please, it's really easy. You just go to WayneScherrerShow.com, WayneScherrerShow.com, and you click the like button in the upper left-hand corner. There's nothing to buy on that page. There's nothing there but a picture of the Wayne Scherrer Show. In the like button in the upper left-hand corner of that page. All right, great. I really appreciate that. I look forward to seeing your likes and enjoying a little appreciation from the 13,000 of you that are following this show. I really am amazed at how many of you are here, and I really appreciate that. It's really, really awesome to reach out and touch so many of you. You are great. You're absolutely great. And I want you to be living your destiny. Now let's move on. Let's go and see what could it be that you are doing that's possibly holding you back if you have not moved forward and got any closer to achieving the destiny you dream about. Is history holding you back? Is history something that keeps you from moving ahead? And no, I'm not talking about whether you understand, you know, the history of Europe or the history of Australia or the history of Africa or the history of the United States or any of that kind of history. I'm talking about your history. Think about it. Seriously, think about it. And think about it hard. I know when I talk to people how often they tell me things can't be a certain way because of whatever has gone on in the past. It's an amazing excuse for not moving ahead. I can't do that because, when you say because, you're always referring to something in the past. It's not something in the future. You can't see the future, so even if you try to project your because on the future, you are still referring in some way to something in the past. You're letting your history stop you dead. Now, here's the big problem with that. I love history. I love all kinds of history. I think it's important to understand history. But I think it's important to understand it in this way, so that you can find what people have done that works and avoid what people have done that doesn't work, and for no other purpose. And the reason is this. The past is the past. There isn't one breath, one movement, one blink of an eye that you can take from now until you die that will change anything that happened in the past. It happened. See, that's, you know, I'm going to give you my little political thing, but that's what I hate. It's one of the many things I hate about political liberals. They tried to rewrite history and it just by ignoring facts. It's a famous thing, and they will deny it until they're blue in the face, but I can prove it until, and, you know, well, I'm not going to spend time proving it. There's lots of people running blogs and blogging agencies and blog news that spend all day pointing out the facts that have been left out and why this is what I just said is true. But that isn't a point. The fact is you cannot change history. No matter what anybody says, they can certainly state history incorrectly, and they do. Politicians are notorious in every country for stating history incorrectly, molding it to look the way they want it to look, and never referring to the facts. But that doesn't make history control you, unless you do things because they cited history incorrectly. Does that make sense? Now, that's getting off your personal history. The personal history is much more closer to you. Whatever you did yesterday, you can't change. You can only work to make it different today. Your next step hasn't happened yet, but it's about to happen. Your next blink of your eye hasn't happened yet, but it's about to happen. You can delay when that blink occurs. You can blink only one eye. You could take one step forward, physical step, and one physical step to the side and one physical step back, if that's what you want to do. But that hasn't happened, so you will make an instantaneous decision to do it. And once it happens, it's done. It is history. And if you're going to spend your time focusing on that, then you will never move ahead. Let's say you had something bad happen in your life. I'm not going to say let's say. You have had something bad happen in your life. Everybody has. The difference between the people that move ahead and the people that don't is the people that move ahead don't focus on that point. They don't look at that point as a reason for them not to move ahead. It's very, very common, and you might not like me for doing this, but when family members die, that's very, very sad and very, very heart-tearing, and it makes you feel very, very bad. And some people get so torn apart by it, they believe they cannot do anything else because the person that they're mourning is gone. Now, in my family, many family members have died of cancer and so forth, and I observe them in their pain and anguish. And if I believed, I saw their death as relief, but once again, that becomes a choice in how you choose to see things. If I saw their death as something as a reason for me not to do anything else, then I would not, because I would be focusing on it. Well, so and so is gone. I can't do anything without him. He or she hadn't died, I'd be able to do this. Da 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 da. Well, you cannot undo somebody's death. Okay, so that's not an extreme example, whether you might be thinking that or not, because it's a very real example for many, many, many people. They believe their husband died, their wife died, they can't do anything more, they can't go on. It's a big loss. It's a loss of friendship. It's a loss of partnership. But I know this. For instance, when my father died, he died a very painful death. But I can only imagine what he would say if I did not continue to move ahead. I mean, I can just picture him whacking me in the head any time I make an excuse, say, well, my father's gone, so what reason? He used to help me do everything. So what reason do I have to move ahead? That's an example of using history as an excuse not to move ahead. I can't do it without my father. Oh, really? Then how do you breathe? My dad would be kicking me in the butt if he could, if I ever used such excuses. I'm betting the people that are close to you, if you have family members that died that were very close to you, I can bet if they could be standing next to you and see you using them as an excuse for not getting ahead, that they would literally kick your butt. So some of you might think it's morbid, but it's not morbid. It's factual. It's reality. Almost everybody, particularly people over the age of 20, have had somebody close to them die in their family. That's a fact. You have, haven't you? Really, look at it. You have. And how did you feel when it happened? Okay, so that's history. But there's all kinds of other things. Let's say you had a car accident, maybe, and you got severely injured. And maybe you have something like, maybe you have headaches all the time now. I hope this isn't true, but I do know that this happens. But there's two types of people from that. And I'm not lessening the pain of the headaches or whatever pain may be ongoing from the accident. But there's two types of people from that. People that focus on the pain and people that focus on achieving. And the pain is still there, the physical pain, but they get by it. I have two herniated discs in my back. They hurt a lot. The doctor says they're getting, arthritis, arthritic. And I said, okay, fine. But so I have choices. I could sit here and languish in my pain. And actually, when I do think about that pain in my back, it hurts a lot more. When I don't think about it, I achieve a lot. So, as you can imagine, I spend very little time thinking about it. Sometimes it does come on, and I wasn't thinking about it. And there's nothing I can do about that physical pain other than continue moving ahead. But if I let that pain that came about when I was 12 years old, by the way, I've had this pain now for 43 years, and it's progressively got worse over the years. But the fact is, if I had at any point said I can't do this because my back is too bad, then what have I stopped myself from doing? A lot, okay? An awful lot. I can't focus on that pain. I can't focus on the fact that my back might go out a week from now either. That's creating a future that I don't even know will exist or even should exist. And yes, it could exist, but its chances of existing only increase if I focus on the fact that I have this history and that it could happen sometime soon. Of course it could, but if it's a focus, that's what I will achieve. Seriously, I'm more likely to hurt myself if I'm focusing on my pain than if I'm not. And there's no other way to say it. That's a fact. I work like I tell you, the 7-minute workout. I did have a problem working out after the Navy. I actually had a problem working out in the Navy, but after the Navy, as my back got worse, I needed a way that I could still exercise and not aggravate the back. And that's what since the 7-minute workout had so many different ways to do the exercises, I could find exercises I could do without causing that aggravation. Now, that's one place in my life where I actually focus too much on my back sometimes, and that's when I'm exercising. I do fear that I'm going to hurt myself. And it does actually increase the chances that I will by focusing on it. But I don't focus on it so much because I found an exercise program that I can work and adapt, and it doesn't cause me those problems. But it did up until the point that I found the 7-minute workout. But you see, you got to find solutions to get around it because you got to put the history in the past. If I want to move ahead and be healthy and keep moving, then focusing on the pain from the past is no way to make that happen. You cannot live your history. Your history is done. You have to put it in the past. You can reflect on it for the things that you should reflect on it for the good things you need to remember, for the memories the shared memories that maybe exist from it that will motivate you and move you ahead, from the failures so that you just simply don't repeat them, not that you use them as an excuse not to do anything. Look at yourself closely. I challenge you. Look at yourself closely. What are you putting up from the past that is preventing you from moving ahead? What in your history is stopping you from making the life that you want? Is your history keeping you poor? And don't instantly say no, okay? This is not a sales thing, so I'm not trying to make you say yes. But do not say instantly no. Instantly repeating the word no when people ask questions like that brings you to false conclusions. When you're asked a question like that, you should be reflecting as to what you think every time you fail to take the step to move ahead. Let's talk about when you might think about, is history impacting me? I know a time when it impacts almost everybody who's online and struggling. Ever try to buy traffic, ever advertising, you know, get visitors to your website? Ever try to do that? Ever have it fail? I bet you have. And I bet that failure rears up in your brain every time you go to buy advertising. And I know for a fact from the people that I coach that many of them will not make the purchase because they're afraid it will not work because it didn't work a couple times before, even if it's a totally different form of advertising. Instead of looking at what caused it not to work, they just reflect on that it didn't work and they do not make the move to try again. Now, that's history preventing you from moving ahead. Because if you're in business, you know one thing factually, that if you do not advertise, your chances of succeeding are slim. It doesn't matter whether it's online or off. You must advertise. But I know for a fact from my coaching of people online that excuse is rearing up in more of your heads than some of you are willing to admit right now. Often what I find my coaching students have done is they look to blame somebody else. At that point, they're about to buy, but they won't. And then they slither off on a tangent trying to blame somebody else's training or whatever for it not working. And they're using the failure of the advertising, the history of the failure of the advertising, as an excuse not to try anything else, literally nothing else. Instead of looking for a mechanism to change their results. Now, finding the mechanism to change a result is somewhat challenging, of course, but it's not a stab in the dark. If you're watching closely what other people are doing online, and I mean companies and marketers that have lots of experience online are doing, and you do your best to emulate them and you get mentoring to help you do that, then every risk you take is worth it. Now, I'm going to toss out something at you that you need to understand. And since I mentioned advertising, do you realize that 60 to 80% of all first-time ads fail? Do you know that? Doesn't matter whether you're the newbie or the large corporations that's been advertising for 100 years, all right? 60 to 80% of the first-time ads fail. What's different for them is they can more quickly tweak it, you know, refine it so that it becomes a winning ad instead of a losing ad. That's the difference between them and you. So you have to practice a little more. You have to be a little bit more careful, yes, but you cannot use your history to stop you from moving ahead. All right? Your history is keeping you poor. So stop letting history keep you poor. In your past, you did not have what you want for your future. So if you keep reflecting and living that past day in and day out, do you think you will ever see your future? Will you live your destiny? What is your choice going to be? Are you going to reach for your destiny or are you going to live your past? Don't let your history keep you poor. All right, that's enough of that. I'm confident that you will think about this and think about it hard. And I want you to please, if you want the mentoring that will keep you and put you in line and put you on the right track, seeking the real future, then join me. Fill out the application at easyleadnetwork.com, easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Come be a rock star. Get in now. Get started. We got 4 programs, the 7-minute workout, the Pure Leverage, the Power Lead System Funnel, and the Empower Network. 4. You only need to be a reseller in 1, okay? No matter how many times I say this, people say, well, don't you have to be in 4? And I say it over and over again. How many times, every time I say this, I say you only have to be in 1, yet I get that same question over and over again. I'm not putting you down for it. It's just shocking to me. Do you ever have things that shock you that you know that every time you say it? Anyhow, that's it. That doesn't matter. Join the team. Go over to easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Fill out the application. Become a member. Take advantage of that $7,500 worth of tools, training, funnel marketing, working with like people, like-minded people that want to help you move ahead as much as they want to move ahead. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. This is Wayne Scherer and the Wayne Scherer Show. I'll see you on the next episode.